also one of the key things with Joseph in that last reading is that we're looking at what's involved in a change of state. And in this reading, it's all about changes of state. And in that before a new church can arise, the old has to be what's termed vastated. And there is an embalming of what can be carried out of Egypt back to Canaan. So there's a preservation aspect going on there that can support the movement into a new state or new church in us. Also, with a number of the shares, there was a sense of being brought to tears. There was that sense of fear. So we're talking about emotional states that are arising that aren't necessarily able to be cognized in a verbal way, but something's going on, right? And from a logopraxis perspective, we hold that whatever is arising is permitted for the purposes of the end in view. So it's coming back to remembering that so that we can sit with the process as it unfolds and not look to try and direct it in the way that we want to direct it or allow it to come under judgment as to whether it's good or bad in the sense of that end in view. We know that if we recognize an evil arising, then that's to be resisted. But the purpose for its arising is so that we resist it, so that something of what is good and true can be established in our life. That's the only purpose for temptation, and that's illustrated in what's coming up with the multiplication of the sons of Israel in Egypt while they are being oppressed. So that is an orderly process. That's how goods and truths are multiplied, because we have to call on the Lord, and in that act of looking to the Lord, goods and truths are multiplied. We are given more to support us in the states that are presenting. So there was that thing about extension as an appearance. We don't extend into, but what is of heaven flows in, and the way that it flows in is through temptations. Well, not through temptations, but by means of temptations, the lower is organized into a form that can receive. And in that reception, it's felt from our point of view as if we are accessing more. The appearance is that we are moving up, whereas in fact what's happening is that the lower is being organized in a way whereby the higher can be contained in it at our level of awareness. And the temptation is simply the breaking of our affectional ties to patterns and ways of being that are proprial based, so and not conducive to having what is of heaven present in them. So the principle of appearance gives the as of self. That's why it talks in terms of appearances, because the appearances is that we are doing something. And the as of self principle is that that's the only way that we can facilitate the extension of more societies or more light into us, because it's the as of self that brings the order to the lower level that allows the higher to inflow. So if there's no appearance, there's no sense of self. And I mean, it tracks right back to the core, which is, it is an appearance that the feeling of life that I experience arises from myself. So in the writings, it talks about the relationship of the principal and instrumental cause, and that the instrumental cause feels the principal cause as its own. So we feel the Lord's life as our own life, and that's what gives us a sense of being. Yeah, it's such a challenging thing, you know, like with our sense of self being so strong, and out of that comes a sense that we can control things. And what this work does is it just keeps putting us in front of the fact that that's not the case.